The first man-made satellite was put into space by the Russians on October the 4th, 1957, called Sputnik 1. It caused enormous interest around the world. Although American scientists had already made plans to put their own satellite into space at the same time, their first attempt failed. The first satellite, Explorer 1, was eventually put up on February the 1st, 1958. The space race had started. Since those early days, the pace has quickened. Now we use satellites for a variety of purposes to improve the quality of our lives. For instance, satellites are used to help forecast the weather more accurately. Storms can be watched, advance warnings of droughts and floods can be given, and pollution can be detected by satellites. Another way satellites can help is by allowing scientists to study the mineral and natural face of the planet. Deposits of minerals, oil, and natural gas can be found this way. The rate of destruction of forests and the use of land for agriculture can also be charted. Something which benefits us all is the communications revolution, and this would not have been possible without satellites. There are now sophisticated telecommunications systems which enable you to phone direct all over the world. Color photographs can be sent immediately from one end of the world to the other. Television programs, such as the famous Live Aid pop concert, can be seen simultaneously round the world. This concert was seen by a worldwide audience of 1.5 billion people. There's another use for satellites, about which we naturally know much less: their use in military operations. Satellites are regularly used by countries who wish to spy on each other. In fact, this is considered one of the most important uses of satellites. Perhaps the best-known way of putting satellites into space is through the American Shuttle Service, which was first launched in 1981. This is manned, that is, men are put up into space with the rocket to launch the satellites. However, this is not considered necessary by some experts, and manned spaceflight suffered a serious setback when all 7 astronauts were killed in the Challenger disaster of January 1986. Shortly after liftoff, the rocket exploded and totally destroyed the mission. After this disaster, an alternative system, which did not put human life at risk, seemed preferable. In direct competition is the European rocket launch system, the Ariane L3S. This system is unmanned. The first launch from the Ariane's base in French Guiana on the northeast coast of South America took place in 1979. The Ariane system is built by 10 European countries together, who form the European Space Agency, the ESA. Both these systems, the American Shuttle and the European Ariane, are in active competition for the multi-billion dollar business of putting satellites into space.